Down to business on News Talk.
Thanks to Bank of Ireland, supporting enterprise locally through the National Enterprise Town Awards.
Now, I'm delighted to welcome to the programme Owen Sheehan from Off the Ball, our very own Off the Ball, out there in Japan, and also Marcus Horan, a veteran for Munster, who's also going to give us some critical analysis. Owen, we might start with you. Will you set the scene for us out there? It's 25 minutes to go. What's happening?
Yeah, I'm just outside the stadium here, Bobby. Very good morning. And the place is hopping. It's quite an atmosphere around the stadium here in Tokyo this evening. So many green jerseys. I think they will outnumber the New Zealand fans inside in the stadium tonight. So many people looking for tickets, so many people looking to exchange tickets. And it seems that a lot of people are going to get inside the gates today because, of course, there was some issues with people who had bought tickets for the wrong quarterfinal or what turned out to be the wrong quarterfinal. But it looks like a lot of Irish fans have got their hands on tickets. This is going to be a cracking atmosphere. It's a perfect still night, a little bit of a chill in the air. It seems like kind of like a summer's evening almost in Irish terms. So it's perfect for a game of rugby.
Any talk about the England-Australia? We know that they beat them 40-16. And we'll play England should the slight matter of the game in front of us go our way. But any talk about that?
Yeah, the press room here was packed with people with their eyes glued in it, really, and England with a seriously impressive performance. And this was always a danger when we lost to Japan on the second day of the tournament, because it not only gave us a more difficult quarterfinal, it also gave us a far more difficult route to the final, because we would probably have to beat New Zealand and England to even make it into the last two in this tournament. So that was put into full view earlier on. They were absolutely irresistible, fully deserving winners. People expected them to win, I would say, but not by that margin, perhaps. So you would have to put them in as the favourites, just behind the All Blacks at this point for the tournament.
And Owen, what's the word on the Irish team then in terms of our confidence? You know, we've no injuries, we've got a full house in terms of the strongest possible, bar Bundy Aki maybe, but he may not have even made the team. So we really do have an A-list team here. So how's the confidence level?
It's a nice simmering confidence, Bobby. I think the team are determined. I think the team have huge belief in themselves. And that comes from what you just mentioned there, that they have pretty much all their available resources. And it's in stark contrast to what happened 4 years ago when the team got decimated against France. So they go into this game in a much better position. The problem is the opposition in this quarterfinal this time is a far different proposition to Argentina 4 years ago. And we all know what happened on that occasion. So it depends if you're a glass half full or a glass half empty person. But it seems that the squad this week have been quite confident. The preparation couldn't have got much better for them, and that they're happy and they're good to go. And those two wins over the last few years will stand to them, you'd suspect.
Okay, Owen, thanks. We'll let you go and enjoy the game, and thanks for all your contributions indeed over the course of the World Cup, and hopefully there'll be more of them. Let me go to Marcus Horan. Marcus, welcome back. I was reading Donal Lenihan in today's Independent. He said three things. If we arrive with a winning mentality, take New Zealand out of their comfort zone and basically seize control and hold it, we can win this game.
Yeah, absolutely. And I agree. I think I said it to you last week. I think Ireland's start is so important. And I know some people have said, well, we started well in other games and faded away, you know, like the Japanese game. But I just think with New Zealand having a bit of a layoff, their last real competitive game is almost a month ago when they played South Africa at the start of the tournament. So, you know, we have to come out of the blocks really early and really put the frighteners up New Zealand. I think they're capable of that. I look across the pack there, the front row especially, which would normally change maybe on 60 minutes. But these guys, you'd wonder, do many of them have another World Cup in them? We know that Rory Best is definitely gone. You know, Ty Furlong from that might be the only one, but yeah. You know, those guys, there's no tomorrow for them with regards to a stage like this. I think Peter O'Mahony may be in the same boat, Henderson in the second row, guys that will be maybe taking a hauled ashore on 60 minutes. So if they can leave everything out on the pitch, especially in the first 20 minutes, half an hour, I think you can really put a doubt in this New Zealand team, which you wouldn't have been able to do before. We've beaten them twice already, and they've lost a couple of games this season themselves. So, you know, there's a vulnerability there that we probably wouldn't have witnessed before when we took them on in previous tournaments.
And Sexton and Murray on form, in good health, injury free. That's got to be a very strong combination for us versus Smith and Moody.
Or yeah, look,
Smith and Moonga, should I say.
Yeah, I really think our two guys in key positions, if we get them on top form today, I think we can do a job. I think control is so important. I mean, that manic aggression that Paul O'Connell was always talking about is needed in the first 20 minutes. But you need the control from a Sexton and a Murray. You know, like over in Chicago, when there were tough moments when New Zealand were coming back at them, to be able to just control the game, and it might be a strategic kick down into the corner, or you know, telling the forwards to hold on to the ball for a couple of more phases just to tire out their defence. You know, so there's loads of areas that they can target. I think Retallick in the second row, who hasn't had any rugby really, you know, and is a guy that they really look to. So if we can take him out of the game and you know, even if he's off the pitch after 50 minutes himself, you know, those kind of things that Ireland need to target and see if they can get some change out of it.
And finally, Marcus, I have to ask you, give us a score prediction if you would. Difficult one to call, heart and head.
I think we've got to score a lot of tries. I think, like in Chicago, I think if we can get into the 30 points region, we can do a job. And I would say 35-28 to Ireland.
Okay, well, listen, thanks for a great analysis. And we'll talk to you again soon, I hope.
And thanks, Robbie. Thanks a lot.